Alex, ich habe gesagt, dass er nicht abgegangen zu weinen. So, the Gemara Daf Samach Aleph, Rav Nassim bar Yosef, says that a kesef found on a colored garment is tahar. And he says more, he says that, in fact, l'chatchila, it's good for a woman to wear begadim tzivonim in order to be makel on their ksamim. We don't want the woman to have tumas ksamim. And it's good for her to wear begadim tzivonim that through that, when she sees the kesem, she'll remain tahar. So the shadow I want to talk about is, first of all, what's the tam? Why should that be? What do I care what color garment you find the kesef on? And second of all, what's the geder hadin? What exactly is the geder of this heter of beged tzavua? So Rashi, al hamakom, he says, she'ein ha-kesem nikar bo kemar dam gamer. That beged tzavua, the dam on its tahar, because the kesem isn't nikar kemar dam gamer. It doesn't have a brirus that it's dam. It doesn't look like mar dam gomer. It doesn't give you that clear impression of blood. So what exactly does Rashi want with that? What does he mean? So Rashi doesn't say that it's a suffix. Rashi doesn't say there's a suffix. Is this dam? Isn't it dam? It sounds like you know it's dam. You can know it's dam, but even if you wouldn't know it's dam, lemaisa it's tahar because it doesn't look like mar dam gomer. Lamashal, let's say the woman would take the beged and she would wipe a bedikah cloth on the beged tzavua, and now she would see the color of the blood on a white bedikah cloth. She would transfer the dam from the beged to the bedikah cloth. So that's something you could do, and you would know for sure it's dam. That would take out any safek. Right? Or if anyone's experienced seeing blood in colored garments, they could right away tell you it's dam. It's not that there's actually a suffix. Often when a woman has a hargasha, she says she felt it come out, and it's on sevua, so then it's not a kesem, it's a re'iyah, and then the dam's tamei, and you have to see the blood. You have to see what color is the blood. So that's just what you'll do. You'll take the garment, and you'll put in a little water, and then you squeeze it out onto a white bedikah cloth, and then you look at it, and you could see exactly what the color is. So lemaisa, it's always assumed that any dam found on beged tzavua is completely tahar, even if you would be able to be mevar 100% it's dam. But rather, that's why Rashi says what he says. He doesn't say it's a suffix if it's dam. He says it's not nikar kemar dam gomer. It's not so clear. You don't see the mar dam gomer. So, what exactly is Pshat? What does Rashi mean? That it has to be nikar kemar dam gomer, complete brirus, that it is dam. So Pashas, is what you could say in Rashi, is something that's very sadistic. Rashi tells us on Daf and Tess that we're machmor on ksamim, shelo yavo lahakol b'nida d'raisa. It's a siyag. It shouldn't be confused with nida d'raisa. So memela, it makes sense that the kesem which we aser is the kesem that's most similar to nida d'raisa. Kesem and nida d'raisa both have the event that a woman has seen some dam. But the difference is nida d'raisa is she has a hargasha, and kesem she doesn't have a hargasha. So we could suggest the story of what makes nida d'raisa is gufa in the hakaras hadam. You're makir completely the dam to the point that she actually feels and senses. She has a sensation that she is becoming a nida. She is a nida. There's a complete hakara in her nida. The idea of nida is very powerful, most powerful by nida d'raisa, that she actually felt it. So what's kesem? So kesem, she didn't have argasha, but we're gozer that you shouldn't be makel by nida d'raisa. So we ask her the kesem that's most similar to nida d'raisa. What kesem is most similar to nida d'raisa? So we could say nida d'raisa is she's makel with argasha. Kesem is there's a complete hakara in the dam nida. Ein achinami. She doesn't feel it. But a complete hakara, because just looking at it, she sees it with such a klarkeit that this is dam nida. So a male, that's closer to the nida deraisa, and a male, that's tame. Whereas when it's on a beged tzivua, even though you could bring it to an expert, you could bring it to the lab, you could bring it to rub white on it and figure out what color the dam is and realize that it's absolutely vados dam and a bad color of dam. But afal pikein, since the re'iyah of the roa kesem was not a ria that was bolate, this is dam nida with brirus, so memela it's less similar to nida deraisa, and memela chazal remeka. That's this machshava. It's machshava, but it's a tremendous yisod for understanding samim, because really there's a lot we can understand with this. You know, we discussed tzlios a little bit, but as Hashem will see more, but we're matter tzlios that are very far-fetched tzlios. Right? We discussed tzlios where we think two sources of dam fell in together, things that normally we wouldn't be toila. In a regular Rabbanan, it wouldn't make a din suffik. It's not a suffik that would really have the chashivas of a suffik. It's conceivable, but it's not even a mir hamatsui. But lemaisa, the svartvi mekel in tzlios by ksamim, is because the yisoid of kesem is you only want to aser the din kesem, which was very close to the din teresa. The din kesem that's close to the din teresa is a kesem that's completely barer. So lemaisa, you didn't have that extreme sense of brios. Why? Because there's a far-fetched tzliya. I could be taila. It's not absolutely mochach. It came from the guf. There is a tzliya. It could have been the shuk shel tabachim. Doesn't really make so much sense. It came from there. It could be a maka. It could have irritated the maka. But 99% it came migufa. Afal pikein, we're mekel because there's no chalosatoma. We need the idea to make a chalosatoma. It can explain another interesting din. Even a stranger din we find in tzlios is you could be tola on paint. If a woman was osik in red paint, that could conceivably be the color of her blood, you could be tola. You don't have to bring to an expert to tell you if that's paint or blood. But not only that, in Sif Lamed, Shulchan Aruch says from Rishayim, you don't even have to be makif. You don't have to bring your stain and put it next to the paint to compare, is this stain the paint? If it looks like it could be paint, that's enough. There's no need to go out and bring the paint, right? To actually, to say, oh, we know she was osik today in red lipstick. Maybe that made the stain. That's enough to be matter. There's no need for her to go out of her way and bring the red lipstick, put the red lipstick next to the stain, and see, is the stain from the lipstick? You could see. If you would see that it's not from the lipstick, your tliya is gone. The woman's tmeya. But if, without looking at the lipstick, it's conceivable to the woman it came from the lipstick, she could be tayla. So what's the pshat of that? Why should that be? You know, but by suffolk treif, Even if it's treif derabanan, right? It's something that's just derabanan in this. It's of b'chalav. L'maisa, if you could be mavar, you have to be mavar. But over here, the pshat is without the yidia, without the clear hakara, there's no chalos hatumah. The tumah is not chal. Tumah is not chal, so there's no reason to look for it. You don't have to create an issur derabanan. If it's an issur derabanan, you have to find out about it, but you don't have to create the issur. The same thing, the chlal, right? We tell women that they shouldn't look for ksamim. When a woman wipes herself, often Mori Haro will tell women, don't look in the toilet. Don't look, because there's no reason to look for a kesem. Because when you look for the kesem, you're creating a tumah. If you find a kesem in an ofen that's tumah, you've created the tumah. And that's the pshat in Rav Nasan bar Yosef. Rav Nasan bar Yosef says it's brought in the Ramah that a woman bedafka should wear begadim sivonim. She should bedafka hide from the ksamim, because she's not hiding from Issud Rabbanan. She's allowing us not to create an Issud Rabbanan. We want the woman to be tahar. We don't want to be mitami her mid Rabbanan. But if she looks and she sees bebriris, this is dam, so then we have to be gozer atu tumah deraisa, atu tumah with our gasha. So that's the mahalach. That lechayr is pshat in Rashi. That's one mahalach, understanding begadim tzivonim. Now there's a second mahalach. We'll call it a second mahalach. I don't know if it has to argue with Rashi, but definitely a very different hesver. And that's from the Chachmas Adam. The Chachmas says a beautiful machshava. Even if one doesn't believe in the nafgaminas lahalacha that the Chachmas Adam learns out from his vart, but it's a beautiful vart in machshava. Chachmas Adam points out that the musig of beged tzavua being tahar is found on a deraisa level. It's found on the deraisa level in tumas negam by tzaras. There's a halacha of tzaras on begadim. However, if the beged is tzavua, so the tzaras is tahar. The Torah says there's a tzaras on a beged of tzemer and a beged of pishtim. A wool beged and a linen beged, and Chazal are makish, the Torah is makish linen to wool, and therefore Chazal say, just like linen is not dyed and is white, so too wool is only makabel negam when it's not dyed. Right? Bizman is there, that would be very strange, right? We cannot never use undyed wool. Right? I guess a white sweater that's undyed. So Chazal tells Tzaras, we're learning from Gzeres HaKasav that Tzaras doesn't apply by a beged tzavua. Rabbi Mechazal, flax, there's no such thing as dyed linen. Right? You learn about this if you ever investigate ancient dyes. You know, I once looked into Tchelis a lot, so I looked a lot into ancient dyeing. And in ancient dyeing, there was no such wool was able to accept dyes. That's why in the Torah, it just talks about sheish. It doesn't tell you how it's dyed. Sheish is white, or linen white. But the tchelis, yeah.
Is that the reason why
tchelis
has to be from wool?
Yeah, tchelis is wool. Everything that's dyed in the Torah is assumed as wool. Tchelis is assumed to be wool. And so too argaman and tolashani, it's all assumed these are types of wool, right? And therefore we assume it's wool, and therefore we assume there's a heter shatnez and big day begadim because that's what that's the way things were then. So lemaisa says the Chachmas Adam that Chazal, we'll have to understand why, but they took the musuk min atayra, that there's a tahara by beged tzavua, and they imported that into Hilchos Nida. Amazing concept, right? It's fascinating that why Chazal would do that. What's the kesher? But Lamaisi points out, ksharim there are. There seems to be many ksharim between the tumas. First of all, we know, we find the din of Arba Maros. There are Arba Maros of Nagam, shades of white, higher levels of white, and anything less than those shades of white is Tahar. But there are four whites that are Tameh Betumas Tzaras. By Nida, right, Mstama you've seen or you might have seen, Chazal tell us that there are four shades of red that are Tameh Menatayra. And it has to have been those stronger levels of red that are tamim and atayra. The other dimyon that jumps at you is gris. The din of gris is nogeya by tzaras, the shear. Gris is a shear of tzaras, for all types of tzaras, the shear is a gris, and so too by ksamim. Another dimyon you find, it's really in a Tosfos, that it's pointed out that there's a tumma. The tumma's kesem is only when it falls on a davar hamakabel tumma, something that's royal kabel tumma. Something that's not royal kabel tumma is not makabel tumma's ksamim. Tosfos says on daf mem ches that even if something's only royal kabel tumma's tzaras, so still it's makabel tumma's ksamim. Tosfos points out on Daf Nun Ches The Gemara talks about a kesem that was found on a mashtisa. A mashtisa is a spool of thread. And the Gemara says that it could be tamei. So Tosfos says, why is it tamei? A spool of thread is not makabel tuma. So says Tosfos, it's because since a spool of thread is makabel tumas negam, as the pasuk tells us that if a neg is found on shasi or arev, there's a special din that there's a din of tzaras, memela hu hadin baiksamim. It's a remarkable thing. It's just remarkable. Like Chacham Sadam, he just sees the dimion and says, therefore, Chazal understood that pepinimius, there's some shaykhs here, and that it makes sense, even on a drabana level, when you're choosing your gedarim, to choose your gedarim based on the dimion to tzaras. That's how far the Chacham Sadam goes. I just want to add one little piece. I just want to just discuss briefly just why there would be a connection. You know, just maybe go like a little bit further. Just machshavadek. It's such a, you know, we don't get to talk so much about amkus, but there's an amkus in every piece of Torah. There's a nister behind the nigla. So just discuss a little bit that there's really a very deep sheiches here. It's a very deep sheiches. Of course, they come together in the Torah, right? In the end of Parshas Mitzora, after telling us the dinim of Tzaras, we're told the dinim of Nida. The Ramban tells us, it's interesting, that Nida is a lashon of Menuda. A Menuda is a person who's like pushed out in Cherem. Nida, don't present this the wrong way to your wives. But the concept is that she's benuda from her husband. There's a certain level of richuk between ish v'ishto, that she's benuda when she's a nida. So too, tzaras. Tzaras is a form of nidui. We find the Gemara Moed Katan says, tzaras, its dinim are like the dinim of menuda. It's badad yeshiv, he has to sit alone. He has dinim of menuda that he has to have rosho yir perua, he's asked to take a haircut. There's a din that he needs atifas harosh like a menuda. There's a din that a metzaira is a din. It's sort of like the minatayra form of being a menuda, being turned to cheirim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a more nister level, in the Ari and the Zohar, you find that Saras and Nida are really flip sides of Tuma. That this is from the Ari, but I'll just say, if it goes over anyone, but I think we're all, at this point, Mistama, in our quarantines, we're learning a little bit of Nister. So, Tzaras, the Ari says, Tzaras is the Zachar Tzad of Tuma, the Zachar Gilui of Tuma in the Bria, and Nida is in the Keva. We find, just based on our Gemara, the Gemara Nida Lamed Aleph says that white is the color of Zachar. He says the white in the body comes from the Koach HaZachar, meaning the brain. Okay, if you ever need to use this. But the brain is Bechina Zachar, and the bones and the Gidim, okay, is Bechina Zachar. We could talk what that means a different time, but that's what it says. And they're white. Kinega the zera of the zachar is white, whereas the woman whose color who has dam, the Chazal say that the red, the basar and the dam of a person is mikoach the isha. So in the same way, tzaras is white from the koach is the zachar form of tuma, and the dam of Nida is a nekeva form of Tuma. It's interesting by Paro. Paro, Chazal say, when he got Tzaras, he took a bath in blood. Tzaras is the overdue of the Zachar, and blood is a counteracting force. Right? I don't know if it worked for Paro, but that was I shouldn't quote Paro here, but that's the Machshava. In the Zohar, I'll just tell you a Zohar a little bit further. Okay, Asya is only if your wife's not listening right now, I could say over the Zohar. The But the Zohar says Tumah came to the world. It started from the Chivya. Chivya is the Nachash, which the Zohar says Lashon Zachar. Apparently in Aramaic, Chivya is Zachar. And it went to Chava. Chivya to Chava. Right? Chivya is the Targum, is the Aramaic of Nachash. It went to Chava, which it says is the Nekeva of form of bringing Tumah into the world. Chava brought the Tumah into the world. And from that Chet of Eitz Hadas, the two forms of Tumah came into the world. The Medrash says that Tsaras first came into the world by the Nachash. The Nachash spoke Lashon Hara and he got Tsaras. Medrash Rabba says that's why at least many snakes have spots. I don't know that they have white spots, but that's what the Medrash says. That snakes are spotted at Remez, that Lashon Hara brings Tsaras. And the Gemara says in Erevin Daf Kuf that after the Chet Eitz Hadas, the Pasuk says, Harba Arba Tzvonich, the Aronich, you're going to have difficulties and sorrow. Women have problems with Tzvonich. So this is a remez to Dam Nida. So Chet Eitz Hadas brought in these two kochos. I'll just say one last machshava. Just that in the three signs that Moshe brought to Klal Yisrael, he says they don't have a Muna, he's going to do three signs. The first was the Nachash, making a Nachash and being attacking the Nachash. The next was the Tsaras. And the next was the Dam, that he turned water into Dam. And he was showing them the Koch of Tumah and loss of a Muna, and being Mechazik them, that the first Koch of Ra comes from the Nachash, and that brings Tsaras, and that brings the Koch of the Nekeva of Tumah of Dam. Adkan. Okay? Adkan. So that's Dam Nistar. You know, it's always good to know. I want to tell you, you know, all of us briskers here, it's good to know that there's this tremendous Amkus in Torah that's beyond just as far as the Gemara says. But Lamaisa, Azoy Zak L'Chach Masadam, that is the concept behind Begadim Tzavua. Now the truth is, if you would ask me, Elu V'Elu D'Re'elu Kim Chaim, right? It's Elu V'Elu. It's hard for me to hear either. You know, I don't think Chacham Sada meant to be Cholik on Rashi. I haven't seen his Lashon recently, but I'm sure it wasn't coming to be Cholik on Rashi. Lemaisa, it's not just artificially, just importing dinim from Tsaras. Keshet to Tsaras, we import dinim from Tsaras. Avada Chazal understood the rationale behind Tsaras and Nida are the same, and it makes sense for there to be a Dimyon. Right, L'chor, the sense in the Dimyon is that they're both colors. The color has something to do with the Tumah. And the just like by Tsaras, a Beged Tzavua detracts from the Hargasha of the color, so too by Nida, if it's in a Beged, that detracts from the Hargasha of the color. So I don't know if there are mamish differences. It could be the Tam is like Rashi, but the Geder, though, the Chachma Sadam held the Geder, we have to look to the Geder to Tsaras. Okay, so just want to talk now about a number of issues, halacha lemaisa, in the geder of Beged Tzavua. And we'll see, it really depends how seriously you take this Chachma Sadam or how straight you want to go with Rashi. So the Din and Gemara in Shulchan Aruch, it gives a heter to Beged Tzavua, a dyed garment. What about other objects? What if she sees dam on something that is not a beged? What if it's not a beged, but it's colored? Will she still have the heter of Beged Tzavua? Or perhaps we have to limit the heter to the din beged. Is there any svara like that? It should be limited to beged. So Pashas, we would say not. Pashas, we would say, right, straight Rashi, we would assume that anything that's on has to be on white so that it shouldn't distort the color. However, there are many, many reasons the Chachmas Adam brings and others bring, many riots in the Gemara, that not everything that's colored is excluded from Tumas Ksamim. The Gemara says on Daflon Zayin, the Gemara discusses blood found al gabe karka. And the Gemara assumes that the dam be'etzem should be tameh, a kesem found on karka would be tameh, except it will be tahar if you hold like Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that davar she'eino makabel tumah, eino makabel ksamim. But be'etzem, If not for that, if we held like Rabbi Yaakov, that you could have a kesem on something that's not makabel tumah, or if karka was makabel tumah, lemaisa kesem on karka be'etzem should be tame. Now, what color is karka? So you could have sand, perhaps. That's white. You could have stones. What do you say, Tzvi? You're muted, Tzvi. I think you muted yourself. I didn't mute anyone, by the way. Okay, so I don't know. Very hard to find white karka. A white stone, maybe you can find, but something I would call karka and be white, I don't think I'd find it. So in Mela, L'chor wasn't white, and Afal Pikein, the Gemara assumed that it should be Tamei. Even more of a favorite, we find on Samech Amud Beis, the Gemara also talks about, dam found on olive leaves. And the Gemara again discusses that olive leaves are not makabel tumah, so therefore it's tar. But mashma, the fact that olive leaves are green, and I would never call them white, so mamela, that didn't make a difference. It would still be tameh. The Gemara talks about al gabi cheres. The Gemara says that the outside of a kli cheres is tar because it's not makabel tumah. Right, cheres also I don't think is white. Basar, right? Dam found on the skin. Right? We're all white. We're not all white. Right? You agree? It matters if someone right? The black lives matters, right? The definitely Sephardi lives matter, right? Right? So not everyone is so straight white. Afal Pikein, they're makabel tumah. What else? The Gemara talks about dam in Meraglayim as being a kesem found in Meraglayim. So Pash, this is a good reason to say that you could have ksamim on things that are colored, but not begadim. So why would that be? Or is that true? What's pshat here? So one mahalach, really the pashat mahalach, forgetting the chachmas adam, just the pashat mahalach, is to take Rashi. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it's hakaras hadam. So mimela, you could say that the etzem, there's no difference between megadim and other things. Anything that distorts color, it distorts the color, and therefore it's tahar. However, this is suggested. In the Ber Moshe is where I saw it first in print, but it's other places also, that perhaps it's not a difference between begadim or leaves or whatnot. The pshat is by a beged, the dam generally is absorbed into the beged. Once something's absorbed into the fabric, so the color of the fabric is going to greatly distort the color of the blood. However, by things that aren't begadim, so they generally aren't so absorbent. Well, the cases in the Gemara aren't as absorbent. Could be not. But suggesting that the Gemara, but when it talks about things found on colored objects, it's referring to a case where it's not actually absorbed into the object. And the Mela, since it's not absorbed into the object, it's not distorting the color. Meaning like this. When the Gemara gave a heter of dam found in kesem and begadim sivonim. They were talking about bedafka when the blood is absorbed into the fabric, to the extent that it's not nicker the color of the dam, kemar dam gamar. When the Gemara was talking about blood found on colored objects being tameh, the Gemara was imagining a case where the blood is not absorbed in the object, right? Like would naturally be if you found blood on the body or you found it on a kli cheres or on leaves, likely to be the case that it's not so absorbed into the object, and therefore you could still see the blood as maradam gamar. It's still very clear. It's not being distorted in a significant way, and memela, therefore it's tummy. So therefore, the Ber Moshe, he says, this is really the yishuv to the Gemaras. The yishuv to the Gemaras is that the chilek is how nicker the dam is. And this chilek was said, I saw it in Chokuzman, a very nice sefer in Hilchos Nida. He brought that he heard in a shiur from Rav Moshe that was given to the Kolel of Torah Vadas, who was learning Nida, and he gave over a shiur of Moshe discussing this point. And Rav Moshe said he felt, based on the Gemaras, that the heter of Beged Tzavua is dafka if it distorts the color. He says, therefore, if it distorts the color, then even if it's found on olive leaves, even if it's found on a chia, let's say it's found on a chia, and it's a chia is makabel tuma, but it's not white, but the dam is absorbed and is distorted, is being the color is being distorted by the chia. He says that will be tahar. The cases that are tame is when it doesn't distort the color. He says, and therefore, he says, it makes a kula that even if the dam's not on a beged, you could have the heter of beged tzavua you could have on a chair, if it's really somehow absorbed well into the chair. But, he says, it makes a chumra, and this is more likely to be the case, more halacha lemaisa, is that Rav Moshe put forth in the shiur that there should be a chumra, that if the blood is very thick on the beged tzavua, so even if it's on a beged tzavua, but it's really nicker to you, it looks to you straight red, so memela, you would have to be machmer. So that is the first mahalach. That's one mahalach, you could say here, right? Based on straight Rav Moshe. Straight Rav Moshe, untempered Rav Moshe, straight Rashi. Straight Rashi would bring that out very nicely, that there's no magical geder din of beged tzavua, but rather the din is da'karas adam, and really it makes no difference bigger than anything else. It's all just a question of how nicker the dam is. The Chachma Sadam, however, went with his own mahalach, and this is also the shita of Rav Karp in Mishmeres Tara. Okay, is Avi ready in Eretz Yisrael yet? Okay, I think Rav Karp is probably half his reason to go to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I love Rabbi Karp also, not as much as Avi loves him, but he was very fond of the Chacham Sadam. So, like this, Chacham Sadam says you got to look back to Hilchos Tzaraas. If you look in Mishnayos in Nagam, we'll see it's very clear the Yishuv to the Gemaras. The Yishuv to the Gemaras is Pashut. He says by Tzaraas, the Mishnah is talking about the din of a kli ar. A leather kli is capable of receiving Tumas Tzaraas. So says the Mishnayis and from the Toras Kohanim that leather could receive tzaraas even though leather is generally not white. It says, but it was savua, that's savua b'dei shamayim. If something savua, leather savua b'dei shamayim, the regular color of leather, right, there could be different colors of leather, but whatever the color of the leather is, it could be makabel negam. But when it's a man-made color, it's savua b'dei adam, so memela, it becomes pater, it becomes tahar and mufka from the tumas tzaraas. There's a chiluk between savua b'dei adam and savua b'dei shamayim. So says the chachmas adam, beautiful. Right? I'm not 100% sure what exactly parts the chachmas said, maybe it's parts from Mishmeres Tara also, but he says pshat like this. He says pshat is therefore by the beged. That's a beged savua, so it's not makabel k'samim. But by the leaves, and the cheres, and the meraglayim, and the karka, and the basar, you're right, they have colors. But it's savua b'dei shamayim. Savua b'dei shamayim. The male is not savua. It's not savua. That's not savua. That's not dyed. It's not dyed. Memela, there's no memela. It still will have tumas ksamim. The Heter Chazal was Beged Tzavua. So male, this would be a chumrah, right? I mean, it could be a chumrah, right? If you find the dam on, let's say, a wooden shear, unpainted. Like, we don't have so many things that aren't painted today. But an unpainted wooden kli or something. Something that's naturally colored, or, I mean, it's natural, not naturally dyed, but natural, the original color. So in mela, it would be tummy. That's the psak of the Chachma Sadam. Yeah, I see. So that's what he says. It sounds like a gezer sakasiv, which is taka strange. I say it is strange for the Rabbanan to just pull over a din like that when there's really no hesber. I mean, it's just a gezer sakasiv. It really is hard to hear the sense of it. I thought maybe just to put a face on it, maybe you can make sense of it to say that it's not just a gezer sakasiv. There's a little bit of a time of dekra that we could say here, which is that perhaps one could say that blood, or maybe even tzaras, in something that's only colored b'day shemayim, perhaps we could suggest it's more nicker, in a sense more nicker, more obvious. You know, when you have blood on a, I'm thinking, if you have a spot of blood on a dyed garment, so you know that it's green, why is it red? So memela, it must be down. But let's say to the stam onlooker, you know, you see a red dot on my tie is actually quite black. But let's say I had my Purim tie, right, or whatever, ties often are very busy, lots of colors there to take your mind off the stains. So, and he saw some red there. So you think, okay, it's part of the tie, you know, the whole tie is dyed, maybe this is more dyed. But when it's on something natural, you see something natural, it's a natural, it's color, but The what on earth is on your skin? Why is there red there? That's blood, right? On the beggar, maybe it's not as clear as blood. It's just a thought. I don't know if it really. It's just a thought that maybe there's something more about blood, and it's something natural color that like stands out. That this is not the right color. This thing isn't dyed. What's this color here? It's dam. So it's just a thought. So I don't know. But lemaisa, that's the thought. A little bit there is kasev diktaka. But that's the psak of some. The mela, the whole question is the thing died b'day Adam or b'day Shemaim? Now, I would just say halacha, different svarim are slightly different here. I'll just say what I do lahalacha. Lahalacha on a beged, I'm always makel. The svar always be makel on a beged is just because that's actually what it says in Shulchan Aruch. It says beged savua. You find it's tahar. So a little bit, if you look at the muchzuk, you know, often being machri halacha, it's good to see who the muchzuk is. The muchzuk is the one who's saying what Shulchan Aruch and Poskim were saying until now. It just says beged savua is mutter. And memela beged savua mutter. So very nice to say that even if it looks like blood, even if it looks straight red to you, still to be matahar. Meaning not like the chumrah of Rav Moshe. Perhaps another svara here. I saw another svara that some bring down. I saw sefer Shari Tahara, which is a sefer from Rav Yechiel Stern, is a rav in Ezra's Torah. Diane Fisher also is quoted this way in the Sefer Das Adam. Some have said also you could perhaps say that no, just the fact that a beged is absorbent, so therefore Chachamim knew begadim were absorbent, and therefore they were gozer a beged savua is not makabel ksamim, meaning they made a low plug, you know, like we were talking about with the size of a grist. That there's low plugs here that a beged is an absorbent thing, and therefore an absorbent thing that naturally absorbs into the fabric, so therefore they said it doesn't get it in ksamim. Once it doesn't get it in ksamim, lo nasnu devreim l'shiurim. Right? Chazal like having clear gedarim. So even if you don't like taking the chachmas adam gedarim of tzaras, but l'maisa chazal like gedarim, right? Like we saw the whole sugya of gris, and they like gedarim. And mela, it makes sense to say an absorbent object like a beged will always have the heter of beged sivua. So that's l'maisem always mekel. When the kesem is found not on a beged, right? Much rarer shaila to happen, but it's found not on a beged. So then the muchzuk is much more the tzar of chumra here, because every case that's not a beged in Chazal, you find that there is a din of tumas ksamim, even on something colored. So memela, more room to be machmer. Lemaisa, these threads don't happen so much, but lemaisa, the case I would be mekel is when you have both svaras of kula. Meaning, let's say if the dam is found on a chair, that it's not a beged, but it's painted. It's a green chair. So the green chair is tevua. It's tevua b'dei adam. And in addition to that, the blood is being discolored. You don't see it. It's not a strong red. The blood's not giving off a strong red because it is being affected by the color of the chair. So then I hear it to be mako. But if you tack and find a drop of blood on anything and it looks like it's red and it's not a beged, so then my natia would be to be machmer. Yeah, Rav David. So I'd have to think about it. It could be, but I have to think about it. Honestly, it's more Yagdal Torah V'Yadir. You know, L'Shem Yudiyas HaTorah. I don't think it happens really because generally anything that's Mekabel Tuma is also it just doesn't happen so much. Almost all the let me think. I'd have to think. Okay. Right. You're right. That doesn't often happen. Okay. All right. We're waiting for the Shaila, though. For sure. I just want to tell you, there's definitely a lot of Shailas that learning the sugya I thought I would never get that I've gotten. So I don't, you know. Who knows? Yeah. Fabric. Right. All the same. Right. And Chazal beged just means that it's woven. Nothing to do. Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Okay. Now another nafgamina. And this I have been asked. Is what if a woman finds dam on her gray underwear, a pair of underwear that's gray, but the woman looks very carefully at the gray underwear. Okay, I get this shayla I have gotten a few times, different permutations, but only from very Yerushalayim Dika people ask these sort of shaylas. She looks at the beged, and it looks gray, but when she looks at it very closely, she sees that it's actually made up of alternating rows of white and black fibers. Color fibers and then white fibers. And when she looks very closely, she could really see that part is actually on white fibers and part's on dark fibers. And if she looks at the whole stain, she sees that she really could see the color of red. It's just that only when she looks closely. When she looks from a distance, she doesn't see it as a straight red on white. But when she looks closely, she sees it's really red. There's really red on white in this baguette. So what's the din? How should we dan this din? So this shayla is not a new shayla. It's first discussed in the Shari Tahara. Right, I mentioned Shari Tahara earlier as a Rav from Ezra's Torah. This is a Shari Tohar. Tohar, not Tahara. Shari Tohar is from the 1800s, I think around the year 1800. And it is really one of the earliest, like, Kitzur Nidus Svarim. Yeah. Gates, Shari Tohar. So he writes that it should be Tame. He writes simply from Rashi that the reason it's tahar is because it's not seen kamar adam gamar. Here, when you look at it very closely in front of your face, you will see mar adam gamar, and when mela it's tamei. Now, does the woman have to look very closely? So the answer is no. She shouldn't look very closely. No reason to look very closely. But if she once she looks very closely, and she sees dam, and then she'll have a problem. So that's a shayla tohar. However, the Chachmas Adam also discussed the shayla around the same time. So he writes that this is also a Mishnah in the Gam. He has a Mishnah in the Gam that talks about what's the din if the shasi is tivua, the whatever it is, the warp is one color and the woof, whatever shasi, you know what shasi in Arab is. Okay. Shasi is one color and the Arav is another color. So is it makabel ksamim? Is it makabel nagaim? So the Mishnah says hakol lefi hanira. It goes by what it looks like. Look at it. Does it look like a white baguette? It's tame. If it looks like it's a baguette, it's not tame. So that's the psak of the Chachmas Adam. Meaning the pshat is it's more xeris hakasavdik. The geder is a geder. Is this a white garment or is this a tzavua garment? Don't drain me a cup with you're looking with your microscope and seeing a kamar adam gamar. Lamaisa, this beged is considered to be a colored garment. Memela, it's a takanas chachamim. The way they made their geder is to make this is to make this tahar. So it's a pashta, I think in Svarim is probably to be machmer. I say it's to be machmer because the Chachmas Adam here is really a chiddush to me because there's really no svara behind it, right? It's pure, it's like almost pure xeris hakasav here because really she's looking and she sees mar adam gamar. So lemaisa is a machlokas lemaisa. I would hear more to be machmer here, but that's another nafgamina to this issue. The last nafgamina that this might be relevant to, but very important halacha lemaisa, is what is white? How white is white? How do we define white? How are magdir white? So the biggest makel I saw in the Cheshav HaEifod by Dayan Padua. So he just writes it sort of as his mesora. He says white is white. If it has to be straight white. Off-white, he says, is not white. Off-white will not be makabel ksamim. He doesn't give a defense. He just, maybe he thinks he doesn't need a defense. White is white. The emes is, I thought it's very unlikely to be true. I find it very hard to buy. Because, I mean, you know, first of all, what does white mean to us is probably not what white meant to Chazal, right? White, of course, in Chazal, white, they had very few colors. What did they have? They had white, they had Adam, they had Lavan, Shachar, Adam, Yarok, Kakarsi. Could fight about exactly which colors mean what, and Tcheles, well, let's talk about, maybe Argamon, but there's so few colors. Every color is a very broad definition of color. But the bigger raya against him is that the white, well, first let's say in the Chachmas Adam, what's called white, Lagabi Nagaim, and it's sort of like a classic, the whole limud that Nagaim is only found in Dover white, is learnt from Pishtan. It says, Ma Pishtan is white and undyed, so too other things. Now, white is Pishtan. White's Pishtan. You know, and so too by Anisha, so too by Nida. And Hilchos Nida, the halacha is that you have to be bodek the dam with a white cloth, a matlas levana. And Lamaisa, the cloth that's used, the Gemara says, the best cloth to be used is linen. Linen is a good cloth to be used. It says linen, soft linen, that's linen that's been used. Old linen fabric. And Tosus Rush says it's taka not so white, but it's soft and it's considered white. So Mimela, that's a good thing to use for your Bedika cloth. That's a Gemara. I think it's Gemara Nitzayin. It says that's what should be used for Bedika cloth. So, Mamela, what color is linen? Right? So you have to have seen linen to know this. But linen is a tannish grayish color. Light tan, light gray. But it's very off white. Significantly off white. right? We would definitely call it off-white. We would not call it white. So Lamaisa, I think Lafi L'Chacham Sadam, so very clear, you really have almost a gzeiras kasiv of what your geder of white is. White is something similar to Pishtin, similar in whiteness to Pishtin. If you say not like the Chacham Sadam, still you have to explain Lamaisa Pishtin we see is considered white. So Rav Moshe, this is also just quoted, the place I saw in the Nitei Gavriel, he brings from Rav Moshe and similar things from other Rabbanim. You see in Levushi Oz and Rav Nissim Karelitz, Levushi Oz from Rav Hul Yashiv. They all say that off-white is considered white, but they say a different svar. They say the svar is as long as it's nikur kamar dam gamar, it's tamei. So an off-white, you could still see clear that it's red. So memela, it's going to be tamei. Now a little bit, you will have a nafkamina here. A nafkamina will be the fear of Moshe. The geder hadin is this distorting? Do I see it as maradam gamar? In l'chachma sadam, more likely you could say no. We know why it's a dimma to pishtin. Is this like pishtin? Right. Either way, I imagine it. You'll basically be about the same sort of geder. That an off-white, something that could be seen as off-white, doesn't have a clear color, a strong color. So memela, we will be matame. It's hard to tell exactly what that is because I don't have anything to show you. I'm looking at the wall behind Asi. So it's hard to tell from where I'm sitting. I think I might call that off-white. Let's see, my wall here. I don't know if you could see. My wall actually might actually be too off-white. Could you see that? You can't see anything on this. Forget it. But Lamaisa, you could get a certain idea of what this is. It's not 100% clear. Okay, but Lamaisa, so that's the din. So Lamaisa, unless it's something that's something you don't call white and it's really impinging on the color, right? So memela, it will be tummy. Okay. Okay, so Rabbi Say, Bez Hashem, next week, Lashon Habav Yerushalayim, Shvu Habav Yerushalayim. Okay? Halavai. And I'm very optimistic we'll be back in Yeshiva. This is Chus of all of our Torah. And even in Muncie. In Muncie, we're back in Yeshiva. We're just still in the red zone. Vez Hashem. Okay, so let me just see. Okay, so I think I kept my word to finish before 5:30, so everyone should remember Mincha. And but if you have questions, I still have more time, a little bit more time, so I have to leave. Okay, all right. Yashkeach, thank you. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it just depends. There's no way to put in print like exactly what colors are. I have my own sense of it, what I have my senses. You know, my sense came a little bit from looking at linen. Rav Moshe's sense would come by just looking at the stain itself. Rav Moshe would say, if it looks red, it's clear red, so it's us.
It probably would look red even on a light beige.
That could be. Right, it could be Rav Moshe would be machmer. My take is at least Rav Moshe as reported in the Chokuzman. You know, this isn't the Ksav, so I don't know if we could say for sure. You'd have to really talk to someone who did Shimus with Rav Moshe to know exactly what the colors are. A beige, a light beige, it would be machmer, but a pretty light beige, but a beige, a more fuller beige. I would be Mekel. If you're in the room with me, maybe I can show you something. I'll tell you. Let me tell you if this makes sense. Yeah, look at this. It's not going to give you the color. This isn't going to help much. But if you look at the color of the floor versus the color of the wall, could you see that? The wall I would be Metame. The wall I would be Metahar. The floor I would be Metahar. And the floor I would be Metame. And the wall I would be Metahar. Does that make any? Okay, I don't.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I there's no exact. I don't know if there's any way to say exact. There's just. It could be. It could be, but it has to be pretty light. I'll tell you, if it's not pretty light, like a blue, you know, like let's say like a blue like that is tahar, right? Right. So I don't you know, it's something, there's nobody giving over what exactly Rav Moshe held. You know, I don't know if. I'll tell you what I quote. I quoted the Nitei Gavriel as quoting Rav Moshe saying that a beged that's a light color, off-white, but a light color, that dams nikerbo, is tamei. And I quoted the Chokus Man for saying even a dark color beged, really tzavua, but if the blood's very thick, so it's very nikerbo, Rav Moshe thought that also would be tamei. Right. Okay. Yeah. What? Golden beige. So that's flax seed. It could be, it goes more by what linen is, the beged, because I'm gonna beged. But linen, if you'll see, you got a good filter on that thing, yeah. So if you put on linen, you'll see what it looks like, right? You see what that is? What color is that? What do you call that? Is it off-white? Yeah. Okay. All right. Chaznish said about someone who was asking him, he said, you know, the difference between Asr and Mutter is Kechot HaSara, and the actual point is sometimes impossible to give over. Okay? And I don't know exactly how we even know. It's you know, it's not a straight program. Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, Ashkayach. Ashkayach to everyone. Yeah, Yaakov, what do you have to say? What do you say, Yaakov?
Yeah, I think your ceiling's white.
My ceiling's white, okay. my ceiling's white, yeah. Inner Punk, where are you, Yaakov? You're outdoors.
Yeah, it's the benefit of not being in Queens. That's what you said.
Where are you? This is your backyard? Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, I have a lounge.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, you got it made, Yaakov. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable. Okay, great. Okay, gorgeous. All right, so I'm going to go to Mincha B'Neder. And, okay, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem next week. Okay. All right. Kol tov.
Thank you.
Okay, you too.